John Jeremy's Daily Moment. So today I want to talk to you guys about something that happened over the weekend in college sports, actually. I was watching the OSU game, and I saw an OSU defender make a really clean, really hard hit on a Maryland player. And I see the referees go out there and they say they're reviewing the play. I wasn't really sure what was going on. I mean, the play looked, you know, like a good play. Well, they come out there and they say that our player is ejected for targeting. Watching the replay of that hit, normally when you're calling a play targeting, you know, it's usually in the NFL, I believe it's like a 15-yard penalty, and then you may be subject to a fine from the NFL, but you never get ejected. Now, in college football, you can get ejected, but it's all up to the referee as to, you know, the extent that that happens. Like, pretty much, if they say it's a dirty hit and they think that it's, you know, meant to hurt the other player, I guess, is essentially what targeting is, you know, hitting with the intent to hurt, which is usually, you know, helmet-to-helmet contact. Which I can understand, because, I mean, concussions are a very common thing, and if you go helmet-to-helmet with somebody, it's definitely going to hurt you and them. But anyway, what I've seen in college football, because this isn't the first week I've seen this, this has happened more than once. I'm seeing these hits that aren't helmet-to-helmet. They're just good, clean hits. Hits that these players have been taught to make, that if they were in the NFL, these hits would be completely legal. They would never be, you know, thought twice about. It would be something that you just see every day in a game. I mean, obviously, if you're out there trying to hurt somebody, which I'm sure you're not if you're playing football, but if you're out there trying to hurt somebody, it's going to be pretty obvious that you're doing that. Usually when you're targeting, you're coming up to make a hit with your head. But the hits I've been seeing are, you know, clean hits. There's no reason for these players to get ejected. I can understand a 15-yard unnecessary roughness penalty. That's fine. But I can't understand ejecting a player. Like, these guys are out there trying to make a name for themselves. They're playing college ball. This isn't pro football. This is college ball. These guys are still young, still learning. So to eject these players, especially on hits that are legal, of all things, just blows my mind. Like, why would you eject him? And I saw two ejections last week, just in the Ohio State game. And the week before that, I'm sure I saw at least one or two. And I'm not sure how an ejection is, you know, justifiable in a situation like this. Like I said, penalty, 15-yard penalty, I can understand. That's, you know, completely legitimate. But when you're taking these guys out for a whole game, I don't see that, you know, being justice for a dirty hit. Not to mention, if you make a dirty hit like that, like a hit that they consider targeting in the second half, then you don't get to play the first half of the following game. Which, to me, doesn't make any fucking sense, because it's like, how are you going to penalize me for something I did last week? This week? That doesn't make any sense. But anyway, thanks for listening to my rant there on targeting and the NCAA. That definitely needs to be reviewed, honestly. But this is John Jeremy's Daily Moment. You know, feedback is always welcome. Favorites, comments, shares. You can check me out on my Facebook or my Instagram, which is at JohnJeremy55. Facebook link. I couldn't even tell you what that is. I am thinking about doing shirts. So if you do want a shirt, please let me know. That way I can actually see if there are people out there that want merchandise from John Jeremy's Daily Moment. So thanks, guys, as always. See you again soon.